This week on Gentlemen Discussing Vidya!
Well, no, it's like...
Mega Man did 9/11.
Gaping buttholes are kind of like the never, if you think about it.
I heard Keiji Inafune's actually been dead for about 20 years, and, like, the guy there is just an imposter.
Anyone see...
Can you fuck?
Maybe. Anyone see the...
Can we get pictures?
Maybe.
Desperate.
Your turn.
Unatco?
Unatco.
No.
Savage.
Electronic
Unatco. Old man.
Warning.
Old man.
He said he still hurt several days later. He said Blake punched him in the nipple and he didn't even remember.
And I'm yelling and screaming, I'm calling the game a piece of shit, I'm calling Lester a fucking pathetic nerd, and he keeps on dying.
I paid a girl $350 to cuddle for 4 hours.
yummy ass fruits.
Just ram a peach up there.
Got Mormon milk, gay porn for 2012.
Damn.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast that's still made from 99% real sausages. This is the official podcast of the Gentlemen's Lunchtime Association. Visit lunchtime.org.uk for live streaming video featuring these people and more. As we have for the last 9 episodes, because we've been going for 10 episodes now, we're going to start with news that has happened this month. Which is basically events that have transpired that are worthy of people thinking about and considering their effect on their day-to-day lives. I have some notes here, which I'm going to read out. Namco Bandai's excitable community manager, Tony Shapinu, expressed interest in a petition, or petition bureau, called Dark Souls for PC. The petition's got 82,500 signatures, but Namco Bandai hasn't made an official statement yet. They're sort of informal.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya X. The X is for extreme, with an X. My name is Catsman, with me today, Everdark.
Hello.
Happy Man.
Hey.
Juju.
Yo.
Reinbuck.
Hello.
And Zar.
Whoa!
So, let's just get started, with the news of the week, as we do every week. Capcom has announced a new Mega Man game entitled Mega Man Zova, or maybe Mega Man X-Ova, or maybe Mega Man Crossover, I don't know. The important thing is that it's very obviously another nail in Mega Man's coffin. So, let's go down the checklist. 1. It's iOS only. 2. According to Capcom, it's a social game, although they haven't said yet how. 3. It's going to feature some kind of RPG element, and 4. You're going to be able to skip entire stages and boss fights just by pushing a skip button. It's meant to be a crossover between Mega Man Classic Legends X and Battle Network, but it just looks like a fan game that was made in one weekend in Click and Play. If anyone remembers Click and Play, thoughts?
Mega Man's over, all right.
Oh!
Over. Oh, I get it. Oh, that's clever, Capcom. That's like what all those conspiracy nuts say about the locations of like terrorist attacks making Stars of David on maps. That's exactly like that, only less tenuous.
That's what immediately you get from that?
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, no, it's like...
Mega Man did 9/11.
I saw this thing that had been made by this conspiracy nut guy who, like, said that the locations of all the notable terrorist attacks that happened in, like, New York or whatever in the last decade, if you marked them on a map and drew lines between them, it made, like, a Star of David or some shit. I was like, why would they even plan it like that? That's stupid.
Seems very cryptic, if anything.
Yeah, they gotta check that out.
If I were planning terrorist attacks, I wouldn't go to a map and have them make a Star of David on the off chance anyone found out.
Didn't they do something like that in Angels and Demons, that that Tom Hanks movie where he was like that symbologist? I think they did something similar to that, except it was like with a cross from all the key points in the movie.
I don't know what a symbologist is, and I have
it's
no
actual job. No, can you be a symbologist?
No, it's an actually made up job by the author of the book.
Isn't that one of those Dan Brown things or whatever?
Yep.
I don't
he made
those.
Up that job God because he wanted his character to be the only symbologist in the world.
Are those like numerologists that search for religious patterns in numbers, or search for numerical patterns in, like, the Bible?
No, it's
and they're all unemployed.
Essentially, he's just a guy who knows a lot about nonsense, and then just like, hey, that's a symbol, which means it means this. Oh, thanks. It's not like it's in, like, every fucking history book ever, and that you're the only guy with the title like that, sir.
It's basically an easy way to progress the plot without actually having to do any work.
So, yeah, Capcom. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, Capcom. Capcom, you and your friggin' conspiracies, honestly. When will you learn?
Who is the, I forget the guy's name. You said it on a previous podcast. The maker of Mega Man?
Keiji Inafune.
He must be having a shit fit now.
You know, just spinning in his grave. He's not dead, but he's spinning in his grave.
Maybe we can enhance this conspiracy theory. Maybe somebody...
Enhance? Like,
I heard Keiji Inafune's actually been dead for about 20 years, and, like, the guy there is just an imposter.
Oh, God.
Impostinator!
Enhance.
Confusatron!
Enhance.
Has anyone here seen screenshots from this thing?
No. I think I have. I don't think I want to.
I think I saw it
really, really looks bad. Let me see if I can find you a screenshot.
Doesn't it look the same as that other Mega Man X?
No. Well, it kind of does, only it looks absolutely horrible.
A screenshot that I saw had was Mega Man X fighting Storm Eagle, but it was in the cityscape from the first Mega Man X game. And there was, like, no solid ground there. He was just standing.
Yes, and the sprite art is so terrible, it makes my eyes rupture and explode.
This looks like a Flash game.
And I'll tell you, it looks like a fan game made in click and play. That's what it looks like.
Hello, gents.
Also, hi, Debrel.
Hi, Debrel.
So, Ed, what are you talking about?
Mega Man Zova.
Crossover.
All right.
I don't care if they think it's cross. I've never looked at an X and seen it as a cross. Not on the PlayStation controller. Not on crossing signs. Nowhere. It's a friggin' X,
okay.
And it will be pronounced
X,
as such.
X over.
Mega Man Zova. I like that.
Like,
I'm keeping that.
It's Street Fighter X Tekken.
Yeah, it is.
It's not cross.
So how would you pronounce Street Fighter X Tekken? Would it be like Street Fighter Tekken?
Yes, Street Fighter Tekken.
I've always said versus Tekken.
That works too, I guess.
Yeah. Why couldn't they call it Street Fighter versus Tekken?
That sounds a lot cooler to me.
They've already kind of done the versus thing a lot.
So? Doesn't mean they need the stuff.
Well, a lot of games are about you versing someone else. You know, it's not really a cliche as much as it's a fundamental part of fighting games.
Yeah, you really need to... If you're going to make a radical game, you have to add, like, a letter Z or X in it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Oh, that might be why they chose the X. Mega Man X, Mega Man Zova, I don't know. Might be the last ever appearance of Legends Mega Man, who knows?
Okay, I just noticed, on his armor, around his shoulders, is that, like, fur?
I think it is.
Like he was wearing some kind of jacket.
Drag.
Vest.
Wearing like up, is it one of those, like, you know how rich people sometimes wear like dead ferrets around their neck? It's like that.
Well, I think basically they played Final Fantasy VIII and they saw Squall and they thought that girl looks so cool.
I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed in Capcom. Hello, Taco Man.
Hey, Tucker.
Tucker man.
Hello, Taco.
I didn't even check the message because I thought it was just another fucking annoying message from Freddy. So
I was just like, "Has he been messaging you now?"
I'm too busy playing video games. You know, the usual game.
Dude, guy has a ruptured lung right now. I feel bad for him.
He just got let out. So
you're not supposed to play video games. You're just supposed to complain about them.
Which is what I'm doing now.
Rupture a lung. Was he like yelling at somebody on Modern Warfare or something?
I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think he plays Modern Warfare.
Have you ever gotten so pissed off at a 12-year-old you ruptured a lung?
What, while shouting, you mean? Or
yeah, I guess while shouting, I suppose, yeah. Just shout so hard, your lungs are just like, no, fuck this, I'm done.
I don't know, I got an ulcer from yelling at Sanj and Rhythm. Does that count?
Did you really, though?
Yes.
I felt a very, very sharp pain. I'm pretty sure that's what an ulcer feels like.
I almost burnt two of my fingers off trying to make southern fried chicken, if that counts.
I guess.
I think someone was telling us about that.
Couldn't play video games for an entire day.
Oh,
how
dear.
How horrible.
Oh, I know. You can still complain about
that. Are you okay? Are you okay?
It's alright. I tried to play Bastion with one hand, but the only thing I could do was that fucking annoying challenge room with the shotgun, which I did.
Yeah, there are games you can play with one hand.
Yeah, like Diablo.
Yeah, like Dead or Alive Extreme 2.
Funny joke, because you're busy masturbating.
What was this meant to be about? Yeah, Tekkerman. Capcom have officially killed Mega Man and are releasing what looks like the worst Mega Man game ever, and it's going to be a social Mega Man RPG for iPhone.
A what?
Social
Tell the title.
Mega Man.
Oh my god, I thought
RPG.
I was fucking... I
Tell
thought I
title.
Had made my peace with Mega Man. Oh, the title?
The title.
Mega Man title? Zova.
Zova?
Zova.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It's over, man. Game over.
Zova. Game over, man.
Game over.
You have run out of energy tanks, Mega Man. I am so sorry.
Does anyone remember Click and Play? This is a serious question. I fucking loved Click and Play.
No.
Back in the day.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Like, Notch's wife left him, right? On Twitter he said he had mixed feelings. Neither seemed bitter or angry. Overall, nothing to do with news, not even gossip, really. Not even good gossip, at least. I'm just mentioning it because of some of the tweets that he got after he made the announcement. At Brazzers, under the username HDPorn and Big Tits, tweeted to Notch, "We can help you out if you're feeling lonely." He didn't respond, so they sent him several more tweets. "Seriously, we've got oodles of porn." Still didn't respond. And then they tweeted to him, "Gaping buttholes are kind of like the nether, if you think about it." they later
Please
explained
respond.
That they drew this poetic comparison because gaping buttholes are hard to get into and potentially full of scary things, much like the nether. That's what they said.
Potentially full of scary things.
Yeah, the thing with Notch breaking up, when I heard about it, the only thing I really just thought was, he had a wife? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had some lady called Ez. I don't know. It's not really important. The important thing is that Brazzers tweeted to Notch and compared the nether to buttholes.
That's a good way to put it.
If my wife left me, that's what I would want, to be honest.
Comparing her to a gaping butthole?
Well, no, not comparing her to a gaping butthole. I just want Brazzers to tweet
honey,
me.
You know, honey, you're kind of like the nether. You're a gaping butthole.
Full of potentially scary things.
So, what would prompt somebody to leave a fucking multi-millionaire?
Maybe.
Chance to get half of the money.
Yeah.
Is that Except how it works to get in some Sweden? Of it. I don't know.
Well, I guess she divorced them and... alimony or whatever it's called. She took some of the money.
Now I can have Notch all to myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send him more emails. Yes.
You were the one who sent
I
them.
Sent him an email before he was cool and he never responded to it.
Oh, please respond.
I'll send him another one saying, please respond. Exactly.
It's not like I want to be your new wife or anything.
Notch, I can be your wife if you want to, Notch.
We can play pretend.
I'd like to mine your crafts.
I don't even know what that means. Please elaborate.
Me neither, but I just wanted to say that.
I want to builds his mud hut.
I wanna dig in his hole.
I wanna mine his emeralds.
I wanna pick his axe.
I'd love to have my hands on his diamonds.
I wanna chop down his trees.
What?
That sounded kind of violent.
That's, yeah.
That doesn't sound very safe.
I wanna tame his ocelot.
And I said, I can't think of one because I don't really know much about Minecraft and I have poor imagination.
Yeah,
but I'm looking at the thing about divorce law. I don't think it doesn't look like you split the properties just right off.
Like it's like I don't think it's big news personally. I just like the Brazzers tweets.
Yeah, the Brazzers tweets are just the icing on the cake there.
I saw somebody tweet him and was like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but did your priorities work too much? Is that why she left you?
Not sure. That's cold. Home.
That's cold, man.
No, it isn't. It's funny. If I were Notch, I would allow that to cheer me up.
Maybe she just wanted to take a vacation from the marriage.
Oh.
Harsh.
Gentlemen, do you think that Half-Life 3 is right around the corner?
No.
No.
Why not?
No.
Define we right around the corner.
Like, we won't live to tell
going to be
the
released
story
sometime between 10 and 100 years from now?
Nope.
No. Not no. Gonna happen.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep.
100% sure.
Maybe once our gracious robot overlords take over.
People are kind of grasping at straws now. They've seen like the Half-Life 3 logo appear in Mad Cat's adverts, and they've got some purportedly leaked concept art and listed on Gamescom's website as being announced, and then that announcement of the announcement was later pulled. You know, there's all this stuff going on, but I can't shake the feeling that Half-Life 3 is simply never going to happen.
But wasn't there also that one secret in one of the Team Fortress websites, or Left 4 Dead website, where you could, like, copy some link from there, and then by putting it on the web address, you could see a picture of some guy playing the beta of Half-Life 3 or something?
I didn't think
so. I can't remember where it is. I'm
thought that
sure.
was like a fake domain and it didn't belong to Valve, and it was actually just a typo. I don't know though.
Well, I mean, I checked it myself, but I'm not sure if it's the official website.
Wasn't Gabe just on Game Trailers the other night?
Yeah, but he didn't say anything interesting except for
I'm Gabe Newell.
No, he said Windows 8 is going to be a catastrophic failure again.
Yeah, he's
so
been
he
saying that quite a lot.
That's
he just
because he's
about
right.
It's
again.
True. Windows 8 is pretty much made for tablets.
Yeah.
You can't fucking close applications on it.
Yeah, we tried that. I tried Windows 8. It was terrible.
Oh, well.
What do you mean, oh, well?
I'll just stick with Windows 7 and forget Windows 8 ever happened.
Yeah.
I was going to do the same thing with Windows 98,
very good.
But it didn't work. Eventually, I had to upgrade to Windows XP.
But to be honest, I don't really care about Half-Life 3 myself.
What? Why?
I know,
you
I know,
motherfucker!
It's really shocking, but it's just not that important to me.
You just want to see the new Leicester game?
Yep, oh. I've been waiting it for like tens of years, and nothing is happening.
What do you mean the new Leicester game?
Oh, don't let him elaborate. Don't do it.
I want him to elaborate.
Tsar just been streaming some Lesser the Unlikely. He beat the game and they promised a sequel in the ending, but it never happened.
How was that
like
game?
Lesser will return or something like that at the end.
The game was proposed in 2005, at which time it was also cancelled.
Lesser the Unlikely will return in the Avengers.
That's why we need to do a Kickstarter project for it.
Oh.
Just you wait
Definitely.
Until Banjo 3.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't there a rumor that there was going to be a 3DS Banjo game?
That doesn't seem very likely.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because Microsoft don't have a console that competes directly with the 3DS, so Microsoft have released games for the Game Boy Advance before, just because whatever. And the DS, actually, they released Diddy Kong Racing.
Diddy Kong Racing.
I've got Dodds on the brain.
I would play that.
Don't have Dodds on the brain.
I would play that.
Seriously, Dodds has been abusing me.
What do you mean he's been abusing you?
He's just been talking shit ever since I started playing Lester the Unlikely. He just kept on going.
Why? Why is Lester the Unlikely such a source of drama?
I have no idea. I just started
because
playing it.
Because it took you so long to finish it.
Oh my god, you would have trouble with that fucking game too. Don't even
That's why I won't play it.
Tell you what, I'm
not stupid enough to play it.
I'm going to stream that game one day and just beat it on first try.
Oh, I would love to see you do that.
I'll do it. I'll freaking do it.
And when you lose all your continues, I'm going to be there and I'm going to laugh.
And I'm going to write the fanfic about you and Lester.
You don't have the balls.
I already did write some of it.
Do it, Deb.
Are you taking my role as the fanfic guy? Because I'm kind of okay with that.
We should write it together.
Oh.
All right. I'm down.
You can do the voices. Oh, God. I saw something from this game. Oh, God. Lester the Unlikely. It's all coming back to me now. Why would you stream this?
You're pretty good with a boomerang.
Oh, because it was early morning, I didn't think people were watching, and alcohol may have been involved.
May have.
Was it worth it? Was it worth playing?
Was it worth it to see him hanging out with two bitches at the end of the game? Yes. Yes, it was.
It was a pretty good ending.
You can put that on your list of, like, achievements for life, though.
For my resume, but, like, I beat this game a couple days ago.
In case you ever want to be, like, a crane operator or something. Well, no, think about it.
Or a cave explorer or some shit.
Cave explorer. No, because you need to be dexterous to do stuff like operating cranes, don't you?
Well, I mean, let's face it here. I mean, we're talking about a man who wanted to buy 52 copies of the same comic book because they had 52 different covers, who then falls asleep on a cargo ship, like on a dock, that then gets put onto a cargo ship.
Is that the premise?
I hate it when
that's the story right there.
They put the whole dock on the cargo ship?
Or whatever the fucking crates were on that he slept next to.
That's a good story. I mean, that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, of course.
And then he had to surf all the way back to the mainland from a wave that was started via atomic explosion.
I have a question, Zal. What's going on in your house?
My roommate has a timer going off and eggs and hash browns cooking on the stove, and they're making violent noises.
There's always hash browns cooking in your house.
Well, I made my breakfast. He just woke up, and he's making his breakfast.
I want to go to your house, Zara, and have the hash browns.
Oh, okay. Hopefully I'll still have potatoes by then.
It's a date, Zara.
Okay.
Anyone see...
Will you fuck?
Maybe. Anyone see the...
Can we get pictures?
Maybe. Anyone see the leaked Black Mesa source footage?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Hindsight.
It looks like shit.
Yeah, I mean, what happened? Did they start from scrap?
The voice acting was just awful.
Well, I'm not complaining about that. The game itself just looked pretty bland.
Wait, is this other footage or is it that same footage?
Brand new footage.
What's Black Mesa source?
You're joking.
You haven't heard of that?
I've heard a name. I don't know what it is. I just know a lot of people are excited for it.
It's a remake of Half-Life 1 on the Source engine that was actually started in development slightly before Half-Life 2 was released, and now in 2012 it's still not finished.
Oh, all right.
And they keep telling people that they're still making it, and nobody really believes them.
Let's just publish these two crappy gameplay videos to prove them wrong.
It was like Duke Nukem Forever, then it came out and was terrible.
It's the Duke Nukem Forever of remakes, basically, yeah. And the video, like, it like there were some weapons in the original Half-Life. It wasn't all of them, but I think there were one or two that had iron sights. I don't think they've changed that. But the whole thing, the graphics look outdated. You know, the voice acting seems worse than it was in the original Half-Life. The gameplay looks quite uninteresting, and the whole thing just looks washed out and dated and a bit crap.
Actually, it was a Zoom, not Iron Sights, but it was like a Zoom kind of thing.
Yeah, but they've basically just visually modified the Zoom, so it looks like Iron Sights. They haven't actually changed the gameplay mechanic.
But isn't the whole thing, like, completely free?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I suppose, if they're not really putting a lot of money into it, you can't really complain.
It's free, but they've been hyping it up for eight years.
Too much.
If it ends up being worse than the original, then
I just want my regen health and two weapon slots.
And strawberry jam on the screen. Can't forget that.
And lots of cover and a dedicated cover button.
When I got burned in real life, my vision started to cloud with bits of red strawberry jam. And
bloody screen, sorry.
All the colours went desaturated, and I could hear my own heartbeat really loudly.
Did you sit against a wall and it just sort of fixed itself up?
No, I just went to bed with my hand in a tray of water.
But your hand's better now, right?
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is...
See, it's not like in shooters, it's like in RPGs, going to bed heals all wounds.
Exactly, it really does, unless you've got like cancer or something, in which case I'm sorry.
Yeah, you need to go to a cleric for that.
Yeah, I mean, how unpleasant would it be to just play your average first-person shooter and then it just suddenly tells you got cancer?
I'd play that.
I'd play that as well. It'd be an interesting experiment.
Definitely throw you a curveball.
In Stalker and Fallout, you can get radiation poisoning, but you can't get long-term effects from radiation. That would be horrible.
Congratulations, Gordon. You got an extra toe.
Far Cry 2 had, like, malaria in it, didn't it?
Yeah, but it didn't, like, actually affect the gameplay that much.
Okay.
It really didn't. Like, it was occasionally you had to take pills, and, like, I don't think I ever took pills in that game. It was just sort of you have malaria, take your malaria pills. Nah.
Yeah, because it goes away eventually.
This goes away by itself.
Well, yeah, spoilers.
Yeah. Only real malaria worked that way.
Yeah,
and I remember in Unreal and Unreal 2, you could literally get the shit scared out of you, and your person would die of a heart attack.
What? Like, really? Well, Unreal co-op with Dodds, and I never saw that.
I don't remember anything like that either.
I just remember playing it as a kid, and I was down in this sewers part or something, and a fucking dude jumped off a wall, and all of a sudden said, "You have died of a heart attack." And I don't know what caused it.
Yeah. What?
Look it up.
Maybe
I might be wrong, but
the universe's most obscure Easter egg.
I just remembered literally just a little message saying you have died of a heart attack.
That's amazing.
And, it confused the living shit out of me because I was like fucking 12 or something.
I mean, like some games have those weird notifications about the way you kill another player, like if you make a suicide or like drop down, you know, from a way too long height. Maybe that was came from one of those, especially like if you suicide.
Yeah, I think I get what you mean with that.
I don't. Please elaborate.
No. Play Lester.
Oh, yes.
Is that going to be the response for everything?
Lester the Unlikely.
I'll stop now.
No, please don't.
Don't encourage him.
This is the Lester episode. This is the Lester episode. Lester chat.
Lester chat 2012. Ah, yeah. Lester Con 2012.
Oh.
You guys want to hear a joke?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Is it a funny joke?
Clown gaming.
Oh.
LOL.
More specifically, this is of course on live. First mistakenly emailed to Brian Fargo and promptly retracted. In last week, many gaming sites have been sent messages from online staff saying the company is going to close its service, lay off its entire staff, and potentially attempt to restructure a fraction of them into some kind of new company. It was later confirmed by OnLive that the company was filing for bankruptcy in the state of California. Employees California.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, employees have been started leaving the company with boxes.
All right.
That's a shame.
Does anyone it isn't.
Care?
It sucks like, when your job gets done bloated.
It sucks when your jobs gets got, but why would you even accept a job with a company whose business strategy is really, really fucking stupid?
Does this really affect anyone outside of the people who lost their jobs? Because...
I've heard estimates of, like, the number of people concurrently using the OnLive services being, like, under 2,000.
I think it also affects the sales of alcohol.
Oh, I get it.
I tried OnLive recently.
Why?
I can tell they've been getting desperate because,
Desperate.
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 Your turn.
Unatco?
Unatco.
No.
Savage.
Electronic Unatco. Old men.
Warning. Warning.
Old men.
Get out of here, Denton.
Okay, go on. Please stop.
I forgot what I was talking about.
On live.
Oh, yes. Right. Most certainly.
Yes.
Yes. I tried... I tried on live recently, because they've been giving away indie games because they're so desperate.
Desperate.
Don't you stop.
Go on.
So I got Space Chem. Yeah, Space Chem. I'm pronouncing it that way. I got Space Chem and Space Pirates and Zombies for free, and had a little bit of a go with both. The mouse lag. I have, for those who don't know, I have a fiber optic internet connection with loads of upload and loads of download. The input lag made it so slow it was absolutely intolerable. The video quality was abysmal. The graphical quality was abysmal. The loading times were worse than I get on my WD Green. And several times the game stopped and I was disconnected in the middle of playing.
And did this come as a surprise?
No, surprisingly, it did not.
Isn't there like a new one of those things? I don't really know how to pronounce it, but it's like the Ouya or something.
Ouya.
Ouya.
I don't know how to pronounce it. That's a different thing entirely. The Ouya is...
Android-based.
Is an Android-based phone masquerading as a games console with no software.
And it's not a phone.
And it doesn't... Yeah.
Can't even call people on this piece of shit.
It has lofty expectations, but it, you know, it may not fulfill them.
Video games.
You want to know what the best part about this on live thing is?
What's that?
The kind of meeting they held to announce it was something called an all-hands meeting. I don't know what that is. I think it's an American thing. Apparently, at the ends of these meetings, it's customary to clap. So the whole staff, all of whom were told that they were losing their jobs, just sat there and clapped at the end of the meeting.
Oh, God.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Americans clap when losing their jobs.
It's brilliant.
Americlaps.
You don't call them Americlaps for nothing.
Only in Clapistan.
Clapistan. I really don't get it. It's like an episode of The American Office or something. I would get these free on live games, by the way. Just so you can experience the shittiness.
So, about on live, pretty much everything you described with your experience just seems like they kind of had it coming.
Well, you know? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So why is anyone everyone pissed off that it's like, oh, but I'm subscribed to this and it's kind of okay, I guess.
To be honest, I'm surprised that they lasted this long because from the day it was announced, everyone just made fun of it. They've just been the laughing stock of everyone. You know, all that shit about tachyons and, oh, well, the message gets to the server before you even sent it. You know, it's bullshit.
Wait, that actually happened?
Do you not remember that famous flowchart of how OnLive works?
No.
Tachyons, my dear.
What?
What are tachyons?
Tachyons.
It's like a... It's like shit from a fucking comic book. You can't put that. Really?
On live. Works by magic. They claim that there was going to be no latency. I got like half a second just moving the mouse in space cam.
Wow.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
Let's not do the Deus Ex thing.
No, let's. Please.
I know the commissioner because he's my pal. Here's a picture.
Get the hell out of here, Denton.
Why cure it? Cool.
I saw some of those. You know those. You probably don't actually, because no one here follows UK politics. No one. But there's David Cameron election posters that normally just have a quote from him on, and they replaced it with like, you know, the Deus Ex monologue. Let the bodies pile up in the streets and churches.
Jeez,
brilliant!
Wow.
Why contain it?
The best cool. one was Fruity Bum Bum, just ram a peach up there. Yummy, yummy ass fruits.
What?
I can get behind the yummy, yummy ass fruits party.
Yummy, yummy ass fruits.
Just ram a peach up there. Heavy Rain director, game industry, grow up. David Ham in the Cage Cage thinks that gamers today are obsessed with cheap thrills, more specifically shit like shooters, zombies. He bullshits. I often think that the industry suffers from Peter Pan syndrome. It's the fact that we don't want to grow up, so we stay kids. But there is a moment...
The problem is that video games are being too video gamey.
Basically, yeah, he spends a whole interview telling people to grow up, and he's criticizing other developers for making games with more interactivity than a choose-your-own-adventure book.
Why can't the interviewer just tell the guy, you know, why don't you just stop making video games and start making movies?
Exactly.
Because he's a shitty writer, and if what he made was a movie, then everyone would hate it.
Twilight was turned into a movie, and that had shitty writing.
Yeah, he's worse.
You can make a movie out of anything.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work, does it? Like, they made a movie out of Doom.
Games can get away with a lot more, generally.
Games can get away with having terrible stories, and people say, oh, the story element was really good. Assassin's Creed is the most stupid, slow-paced, boring, stupid, annoying, unskippable, borderline incomprehensible bullshit story I've ever played.
You forgot another one.
Also stupid.
Boring, stupid, badly written, boring, stupid. And yet people actually praised it for having a good story. Half of it was just fucking small talk with NPCs while you walked around trapped in a tiny room that you couldn't fucking escape. Jesus Christ.
It went to an even more bullshit direction in the sequels.
Yeah, people also praise the gameplay, which I don't understand at all.
Could it also be an issue that the guy has so much detail in his writing that he's like, oh, a two-hour span for a movie is just not enough for me?
That's too deep for you.
That's what Kojima does. That's his method.
Exactly. The only reason Kojima hasn't made movies is you can get 10 hours of cutscenes into a video game. Mm.
Kind of like the guy who made Shenmue, right? Sorta.
Yu Suzuki?
Yeah.
Hey, Yu Suzuki is a cool dude.
Yeah, there's one thing I don't understand about Yu Suzuki. Like, he made all these, like, he made, like, Hang On and Space Hair and all these really fast-paced games. And then he makes Shenmue, which is one of the slowest games I've played in recent history.
But he has sailors in it. Sailor fighting simulator.
Forklift trucks.
We haven't gotten to that part yet, I think,
really?
But I know what you're talking about.
So wait, we're still streaming that game?
We were looking for a key for 2 hours.
Yeah, we've gotten stuck for so long looking for that fucking key in the Hazuki home. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I had a friend who had a Dreamcast, and he had that, and he had some mech game, and he had Toy Commander. And Toy Commander was the best shit ever.
Would the mech game be virtual on?
I don't think so. I don't remember it being a very good mech game. Seriously, why hasn't there been a sequel to Toy Commander?
Have you guys ever played Xenosaga? Because that game had around 8 hours of cutscenes. The first game.
I played Xenogears.
Did you say 8?
8, yeah.
I would say it has a lot more than 8.
At least from what I've figured out.
I've seen some Genosaga, but I don't like the art style at all.
I think it was okay. It wasn't anything special.
Yeah, it was decent, but not... Yeah.
But the art style in Leicester I do like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Leicester the Unlikely.
Game of the Year. Needs to play it again.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
How about and I play it after...
We're back to Leicester.
After yeah, I finish Mega Man
it's
4.
It's Zart's game.
Oh, God.
You were saying, Catsman?
After I finish Mega Man 4, Leicester the Unlikely.
Oh, God.
No, not you.
It doesn't seem particularly long.
I can foresee what's going to happen. You're going to start it up and everyone's going to start complaining. It's like, why isn't Czar streaming this for some reason?
No, I mean, Czar's not supposed to stream Leicester anymore. He's supposed to stream Wizard of Oz now.
Fuck that.
That game is even more horrible.
No.
I stand by my claim that you should become a pro speedrunner and beat the world record of Leicester the Unlikely.
I don't even know if there is a world record of that.
Why would anyone bother?
There has to be.
I don't know. Speedrunners will play anything.
Should I just write the Guinness Book of World Records? Hey, I beat this in about 8 hours.
But it's like, you know, having a world record for having the biggest ball of elastic bands.
Speaking of elastic bands, I watched a bunch of Japanese guys wrap like 300 elastic bands around a watermelon. Fucking thing like exploded.
What do you mean it exploded?
The watermelon exploded. They exploded the watermelon.
The pressure of the rubber bands.
Yeah, because they just wrapped it all around the center, so it started compressing in the middle. And the fucking thing just, you know, it started like seeping out of its pores, and then out of fucking nowhere, just boom.
That's pretty cool, I gotta say.
I love watermelon abuse.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, actually.
Damn right you would.
I have half a watermelon in the fridge.
Me too.
I tried a watermelon from Hugo Juice the other day.
Watermelon?
Char, you can't do me at all.
What?
I want to hear what Taco Man said. Everyone talked over him.
I'm totally sorry.
Did he push his mic away again?
You're getting gradually quieter, Taco Man.
Yeah, he's really low sound.
He's getting away from us.
There's a silly story about Jugo Juice and how it disappointed me.
Jugo Juice?
Jugo Juice.
Jugo Juice.
What?
Have you never gone to Jugo Juice?
No, I have not had Jugo Juice.
Jugo Juice.
Is that like an American thing?
No.
Like Canadian, maybe, I guess?
You get
I'm going to the store. Well, oh, what are you picking up? Oh, I'm picking up a bunch of Jugo Juice.
No, no, it's like a fruit smoothie place.
Is it made from Jugos?
I don't know. Jugos?
Is it like Umbongo?
Juice, please go.
It's just juice. Please, just juice.
An Xbox Durango development kit was sold on eBay for over $20,000.
Wait, couldn't you just like pledge like $100 and get it?
No. Xbox Durango development kit.
Yeah.
What is this kit exactly?
The seller offered virtually no information and no guarantee of legitimacy or even an explanation of how he got Some retard bought it. Eurogamer got in contact with some anonymous game developer who claimed that the featureless black box was legit. So far, all it does is display a debug menu, and it's got an unidentified NVIDIA GPU, some kind of 64-bit processor, and 8 gigabytes of memory.
That's really, really shitty.
Yeah, sold!
You think it's really, really shitty?
What's an Xbox Durango?
Sounds really, really shitty.
It's a early next Xbox development kit, according to the guy who sold it.
Oh, they're making another Xbox.
Well, apparently.
Are you surprised?
Well, given how well the first one sold, it was like the only. Well, I say that it wasn't the PS3, which apparently Sony is still losing money on.
Really?
Hmm.
Sony just seems to be making really bad decisions. Oh well, nothing new.
But isn't the Wii U meant to have like 4 gigabytes of RAM, and this one's got 8? I mean, it's not that big a difference, considering the Xbox 360 had double the memory the PS3 had.
Does anyone really, like, care at this point how powerful future consoles are?
So what the fuck is that?
No country for old Vitas, man.
No country for Vita.
There are no clean hardware launches.
I thought it was suitable considering we're talking about Sony for a bit.
I don't understand the rationale behind the Vita. If they just made some really cheap and cheerful console with two analog sticks, some buttons, a screen and a decent battery, I would have been all over that shit. Why the fuck they had to cover it with, like, cameras and touch screens and stupid crap like that is beyond me.
Because they had to be new and innovative.
Yeah, but all it does is inflate the price of the console. And
gimmicks.
And offer nothing useful in return.
I remember when gimmicks were sold as, like, optional accessories?
Yeah, now they're, like, main thing in it.
Game Boy printer. Imagine if the next DS had, like, a printer built into it. Just imagine.
Game systems, like the Game Boy printer?
Game systems have always been about gimmicks. That's kind of how they sell it.
What's your guys' favorite old video game accessory?
Game Boy printer. Hear?
Game Boy printer.
And Game Boy camera. That fucking camera scared the shit out of me as a kid. Just because of those damn faces.
Do you mean, like, legitimately favorite, or just no, like favorite for the sake of funny?
For the sake of funny, yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, Game Boy printer. That's probably the one.
Who thought that was a good idea? Like, a camera Nintendo. I could almost get behind if not for the fact that it took, like, pictures that had, like, a 192 by 168 resolution.
Oh, man. That fucking Game Boy camera was fucked up, man. Couldn't do one thing, and then they hit you with a weird-ass image.
What other accessories? I don't remember having that many accessories, to be honest.
We're a bunch for the NES. Like, there was a headset that you can shout into.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the internet, yeah.
Those dance pads.
I had a DDR pad for my PlayStation, and I played, like, platform games with it.
I think more games should support dance pads. I can get them.
That top comment. That screen needs to be an anti-piracy screen. Dear God.
I once went to a video game con, and there was a tournament. Yeah, we have a ton of them in Sweden. And there was a tournament that you were to play. You were to play Mortal Kombat on a dance pad.
Yeah.
Dance pad Mortal Kombat. It was pretty great.
That's fucking amazing. That sounds
awesome. Yes, it was fantastic.
I would play that.
I'd play the shit out of that.
I have like a cart of Track and Field somewhere on the NES, but I don't have the Track and Field dance pad thing where you actually had to run in place to push the buttons.
Okay. Evo 2013. Mortal Kombat with dance pads.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
This needs to happen.
They should play Sumatory Dreams on Evo.
Oh, God. So, sometimes someone says, like, a comment on, like, an internet thing, and I think, wow, that was dumb. And this week, there was a comment like that, and I'm going to read it. Every stupid comment seems to be from YouTube, by someone with a name like The Dark Shadow 6, which is what this guy's called. You just know it's going to be quality when it's by The Dark Shadow 6.
Original content, do not steal.
Exactly. The fact he's not even a light shadow, he's a dark shadow. You know what?
Darker than black.
Don't fuck with him.
Blacker than the blackest black.
In contrast to light shadow.
You know what? You can keep your Sonic Generations and your Sonic Colors. I'm sticking to the originals. Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Shadow the Hedgehog.
No!
Have fun, you crap, new age Sonic fans.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Somebody should stream Shadow the Hedgehog. I want to see that.
I don't think anyone has it. Which is good, I guess.
You and your new age Sonic fans, honestly.
I got Shadow the Hedgehog as a birthday present once.
That's like a whole new low right there.
It was a bad birthday.
I don't say.
But this is what always happens, though, isn't it? Isn't it? Like, the people before our generation would be going, NES, fuck you, I played on the Atari 2600, it was way better. You kids these days with your NESs, you don't understand what it was like. You're not true hardcore gamers.
And then people for them would say, fuck you, Atari 26, we got our Pong consoles.
And Magnavox Odyssey.
Tennis for two.
In my day,
interchangeable game cartridges.
In my day, we played Monopoly.
I still play Monopoly occasionally.
Back in my day, we played Rocks.
Rock. It's better than an iPhone 4S.
a hoop and a stick.
I'd like hoop and a stick. I never saw the point of that.
You never saw the point of hoop and a stick?
I never saw the point of hoop and a stick.
Hoop and a stick is a highly technical game.
Like, if I was that age and grew up in that era, I probably just would have gotten into fights with people instead.
Probably what most kids did.
I don't know. We watched you do that drunken stream, and I gotta say, that fight, man.
Yeah, that dog
fight. I missed that stream.
I ended up streaming the webcam from Blake's laptop where Dodds challenged Blake to a fight in a fit of drunken bad decision making. He said he still hurt several days later. He said Blake punched him in the nipple and he didn't even remember.
I wanted to take that video and add the Mortal Kombat score to it.
My only weak point.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Why would you cite Sonic Adventure as a good Sonic game? Like, there are people I know who legitimately think that is as good as the original Sonics.
I mean, yeah, Sonic Adventure is for pussies. Real men play Shadow the Hedgehog.
Exactly, yeah.
He's got guns and shit.
I think it's the song.
Aren't they pretty much the same game?
God damn, you know, if Sonic the Hedgehog was made today, it would be fucking Call of Duty, two weapon slots, first person
what?
Shooter.
What?
You fucking know it would be.
I disagree.
First person.
No, if Sonic was made today, it would be one of those ironic callbacks to 90s platformers, and it will be all retro and funded by Kickstarter.
Because
it
would be on make God. Make but
it might be like
game,
too deep
like
for
that.
You and have like how? Watercolor graphics, and at the end it turns out the Chaos Emeralds were actually an atomic bomb.
How retro are we
too
talking?
Deep for me.
Are we talking like Fez retro?
That's not real retro, though.
That ain't shit.
That's just lazy graphic artist retro.
That's
exactly.
Just, yeah.
I had this terrible day at school, and one of my friends just asked
me, "Have you want to talk about it?
Have you ever played Fez, man? That game is so cool." And I was like, "Oh, damn."
Played the what?
Fez.
I like your stories. That was a good story. Tell me about the time you had a dream that you went shopping, and then you woke up and you actually had to go shopping.
No, exciting. Haven't had that. I only see dreams of Zara streaming bad video games.
You are not going to let this go.
I only dream
Never.
Of the moon.
Why is this a Lester the Unlikely saga? What happened between you two?
Nothing. He just happens to come in every time with Dotsky and just egg me on while I'm playing the fucking game. And I'm yelling and screaming. I'm calling the game a piece of shit. I'm calling Lester a fucking pathetic nerd. And he keeps on dying.
Why doesn't it help? It doesn't make any sense.
Verbal persuasion seems to be not working.
It just felt like such a good reward for me. Like, whenever I came back from school, that was on at the moment on GLA every day. Like, oh yeah.
So it's not so much that you enjoy the stream.
I enjoyed the stream.
You enjoyed the stream. You also were like enjoying me get angry at a video game.
I believe they call that Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
I
don't know. That sounds
Schadenfreude.
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 Isn't that like something pornographic?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
It could be if you want it to be.
It's not like I'm into you or anything, Zar.
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
It's not...
Anyway.
Alright, Schadenfreude is pleasure derived from the misfortunes of others.
There we go, told you.
Bam.
Bam.
Dictionaried.
Bam.
Dictionary?
Bam.
Dictionary.
For anyone who is misled here, to believe this is the Gay and Lesbian Association, you're not too far off.
What the hell are you talking about?
There is an organization called GLA that is the Gay and Lesbian Association.
I know. It's just all this
Wait, that's not game. That's not what we are.
Do we need a copyright or a
I think I'm in the wrong place. Or something?
No, I can let them keep their gay and lesbian thing. So, do you want...
Let's go in there.
I don't think so.
Would you like me to read the cuddling thing or the save it for next podcast?
No.
It's not really related to video games. It's just amusing.
Neither was Notch's, like, misfortune of marriage, so...
Yes, yeah. The misfortune of marriage.
Just do it.
Misfortune of unmarriage.
It's kind of long.
Oh, God.
Here we go. This is from Mongo, by the way.
The guy's name is Mongo?
The guy's name is Mongo.
Jesus Christ.
I found a way to be happy. My awesome experience. I paid a girl $350 to cuddle for 4 hours. She was pretty cute, too. She was not Asian, but still my type. The terms we both agreed on was that we would cuddle in bed for a full 4 hours and she would tell me, I love you, at random intervals and make eye contact. However, when push came to shove, she refused to look at me and I had to pretty much beg her to say, I love you. And she only said it once and it sounded forced as all hell. But I guess it's a missed blessing because her voice was annoying as shit and she sounded like Sarah Palin. The cuddling was amazing, though, once I got over the fact that she refused to make eye contact or look at me. I had to really use my imagination a lot, but for a good long time it felt amazing. I only got to touch her arms, but her skin was so soft. It was amazing. So much better than hugging my pillow because the skin was soft and you know you're hugging a real-life human female. My mind was blown for a while. At the end, I tried to kiss her once, but she really dodged the hell out of it. Like, I went to try and kiss her, and she pushed me away and jerked her head back and had a disgusted look on her face. To be fair, we never agreed on kissing. We agreed that there would be nothing sexual, but we never agreed on kissing, so that's kind of my fault. I kind of begged her a little to let me kiss her, but she declined. I guess there's a little bootlicker in us all, lol. Overall, while she did not hold her end of the bargain, as far as the eye contact part goes, it was a pretty good experience, and I want to do it again.
I have a question.
You know, you could pay a prostitute $300 to, you know, just go all out.
Yeah, who was this woman? Did he just pay some woman or a friend or
where's Cannot Express the spaghetti that has spilled here?
Think I should use the same girl again, or do you think I could find a girl who would actually be willing to look at me and make eye contact?
Well, does he have a picture of himself? Because does he fucking look like, you know, King Zora from Ocarina of Time or some shit?
I fear I might get addicted to this.
This sounds like something Christian Weston Chandler would write. No girl would want to cuddle with Christian Weston Chandler, even if he paid her a lot of money, I think.
I would cuddle with Christian Weston Chandler.
But what about those stories about him getting laid?
He had a hard life.
There are no stories of Christian Weston Chandler getting... Yeah, they're not true.
There's stories. Hi, Zevrix.
Hello, Zevrix.
Hi, Xan.
Zevrix.
Are you there? You too.
Fine. Speak to us!
Don't say hello, you rude prick.
Anyways, the key word there was stories.
Yeah. Like, it's a story that you beat Lester the Unlikely.
There's recorded footage...
Let's run this shit into the ground, all right, then?
Yes, come on, I agree. Yes.
Oh, whoa. Hey, cool works.
There you are.
Yep.
Why do you sound like you're in a meat locker?
We were just...
Because I'm in my dorm.
We were talking about some fellow who paid some girl $350 to cuddle with him for 4 hours, and she wouldn't even look at him.
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but he wanted to do it again.
Yeah, he wanted to do it again. I don't really...
Where was this posted?
I'm not sure. Some obscure forum somewhere, I think.
Some guy in the GLA.
That is not a good deal. That is not a good deal at all.
No. It's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, fucking GameStop.
Like, I'm pretty sure you can get an actual prostitute for less than that, as somebody pointed out. Close. Like, that's
I don't know, man. Wouldn't it depend on the quality of prostitute you wanted?
Well, even this dude's willing to pay a woman $300 to cuddle with him.
$350,
quality, you know.
Well, that dude seemed like he had pretty high standards because he said like she wasn't Asian, but she was pretty.
You know,
yeah,
high
she was not
shit
Asian,
right there.
But she was still my type. I guess it's a mixed blessing because her voice was annoying as shit and she sounded like Sarah Palin.
Okay, this guy has no right to complain.
Hey, hey, he to really be fair, if I paid some girl $350 to cuddle for 4 hours, it must have been a boring ass. You. It must have been a boring ass 4 hours. That's all I can think.
Probably had the TV on.
Exciting.
I would have demanded my money back if she sounded like Sarah Palin.
Okay, that would be a legitimate reason.
Just like make an ad on a newspaper or something.
Classified
for a girl.
To be fair, though,
doesn't have to be necessarily Asian.
If I could get paid $350 just to cuddle someone, I would do it. That's easy money.
Right, I'm coming over there now.
You got bills to pay.
The only thing is when they ask you.
What if they smell? Like, they smell really bad.
You gotta sit through it, man.
My sense of smell isn't really that bad, to be honest.
I bet you smell nice.
Isn't really that good, to be honest.
Ah.
Are you saying you wouldn't?
I don't know.
Think of all the things you could buy with 350 United States moon monies.
I could actually pay off my car insurance.
It's a lot of money to a guy like me who can do a weekly shop on like £16, who only buys Sainsbury's own brand produce.
So this is the podcast where we're talking about prostituting fucking
not
cuddling.
Prostitute, no, not yep. Prostitute, just cuddling.
Wait.
Oh, just
totally non-sexual cuddling for 4 hours.
Was she not like a professional prostitute? This was just a girl.
Some girl so knew
just
apparently.
Some girl.
Professor. I was asking, like, just walk up to someone and want to cuddle for 4 hours, I'll pay you $350.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I love that he only got to touch her arms as well. He got such a raw deal and he didn't even realize.
Oh, and he only got one I love you. He only got one.
One I love you.
Fucking ripoff.
I love that he says, oh man, I she didn't sound like she meant it. It's like that Korean comic of the guy telling his daughter, like, you can't make friends with money. And the guy on the table opposite at the restaurant gives this some guy this a huge wad of bills and goes, be my friend. And he's like, well, maybe, but you can't get a genuine friend with money. And he slaps down another one and he goes, be my genuine friend. And the last panel is just his daughter in a swing and he's like looking pensive with a cigarette. Like, what am I doing with my life?
I love Korean comics.
They're Korean comics, man. They're brilliant. Money can't buy genuine I love yous, though, apparently. Anyway.
Well, but it can buy fake I love yous. And it's all right.
That's all I've got for this week. So, yeah, someone else say something, please.
Have you played any video games this couple of weeks?
Oh, come on. Come on.
I just read some comments on the forums on... Sorry, I forgot the name. Gather Your Party. And someone wanted that we talk more about video games there.
Yeah, we do talk about video games. Yeah, he's right. Let me think. I played Bastion.
I would like to mention how fun video games are. They are lots of fun.
Shut up.
What do you think about Bastion? Did you enjoy playing Bastion?
You played TTT a bit?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got introduced to Trouble in Terrorist Town.
I just finished streaming Max Payne 3 and I forgot how freaking awesome it is.
I thought you said dreaming Max Payne 3 for a second.
Dreaming Max Payne 3.
Was it a good game?
Yeah, that game is really good.
I got new Super Mario Bros. 2 the other day.
And what did you think of it?
Did it feel dull and uninspired?
No. It's pretty fun. You know what you're getting going into it.
Yeah, I mean, like, how the coin system, does it make it super babby easy mode?
No, I don't know, it's lots of fun, it's easy, but Mario was never about difficulty.
I think I'm beginning to tire of the new Super Mario Brothers series, honestly.
I think maybe they've sort of released it a bit too dense.
It's going to become like Guitar Hero.
They really started like a new IP. How cool
what
would
they
be?
Said is they've gone for one for every new system. It's just that they've all sort of happened to be around the same time.
Speaking of video games, I'm actually installing the MGS HD collection right now. Does anyone have any recommendation for which one I should play first? I've already played the entire series.
Play the first one first.
Have you... You've played Peace Walker?
I haven't played all the way through Peace Walker, but I played all the way through 2 and 3.
Play then Metal Gear say, on the NES.
Oh god, NES, not the NES version.
The MSX version is the right one.
Yeah. Play Peace Walker. It's like the main sort of feature. It's the most different to the original version.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, you mean most different as in like the remake?
No, if you want most different, play the fucking card games. Metal Gear Acid.
Acid, yeah.
I still haven't played those games.
I mean, like, they really updated it, like, completely remade it and
updated.
All that.
It takes place in, like, 200 years in the future with another clone of
Snake. It actually fun?
It's... Okay.
What?
Yeah.
What? I never finished the game, and that's what it is? You're another clone of Snake in the future.
Yeah. Like,
wow. Just pointing out that... I'm gonna go play this again, because I was totally wondering what the fuck was going on. Because of the whole, like, kind of double fucking split personality thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, he's in the corner. Okay.
Yeah, the Acid game's a non-canon.
Whatever.
It's kind of a busy week this week for video games. Because, like, New Super Mario Bros. 2 came out the other day. Ragnarok Odyssey came out. Dark Souls PC is on Thursday, and the Guild Wars 2 Head Start is on Saturday.
Oh, Dark Souls PC is on Thursday, eh?
Yeah, I think quite many people from GLA are getting Dark Souls.
Yeah, it's Thursday. Thursday.
Oh, wait, okay. So, is it worth it? Would you think that the PC version, I mean, it hasn't come out yet, but do you think that it would be, you know, worth it for people who already have Dark Souls on the PS3?
I don't know.
Probably
so.
Not. It just comes with a DLC, and that's
it. But isn't the frame rate locked to 30 FPS so that you don't have those annoying slowdowns in Lighthouse, for example?
I hear
so,
like, that they've
also
done something
Live.
To the. Like, I don't even care. I don't even care that it's a bad port, to be honest. Because
they did it, and that's what's important.
This by petition, exactly, and
it has its flaws.
But show my support.
And it's also. Really cheap, actually.
How much is it?
I think it's $40 for Americans.
$40
for euros. I hate to tell you.
It's $70 over here in Australia.
Oh, man.
But isn't the minimum wage in Australia higher?
Yeah, I don't really have to go into detail about that. So everything's more expensive.
It's just the jealous American tax.
Yeah, we actually get a really cool physical edition. It's like a limited edition, but it's the regular one. I'll put in a link to it.
I might get it off, like, Amazon or something instead of Steam.
Yeah. Like, the physical copy is the same price as the Steam one, but it comes with a whole bunch of extra shit.
I can see a physical copy on Google for less than the Steam one from Simply Games. It is £25.
Pretty sure. Can't you get the digital off of Amazon that can still be linked into Steam for, like, a cheaper price?
The Amazon one is slightly more expensive, and I don't really care for linking it into Steam if it has Games Windows Live as well, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, I'll take one. I won't take both.
I think I'd rather not have it connected to Steam, because I don't really want to be interrupted while playing Dark Souls. Kind of requires a bit of concentration.
Steam is only good when it's the only kind of, like, storefront or DRM there is. When they introduce another into it, that it's just, impossible.
Yeah, having two
it's
at
like
the same
you
time.
Launch it with Steam, and Steam goes, you will now need to put this serial key into the Games for Windows Live overlay. And I'm like... Microsoft, could you not think of a more convenient way of doing this? God damn it.
Have you guys ever tried to play Steam in offline mode?
Yeah.
No.
I've never had any problems with offline mode.
I've never been able to get the fucking thing to work in offline mode.
You gotta set it to offline before you disconnect your computer.
I don't think I didn't have to do that.
I'm trying this now. I'm going to try and play Bastion in offline mode and see what happens.
It's going to work.
All right, let us know.
All right.
I mean, it's just like if you try to start a game without an internet connection and it suggests that you start it in offline mode, that doesn't work. But what I did, I just opened up Steam without the net connection, and then it asked for the offline mode, and then I put it on from there, and then it worked. I don't know what's up with that.
All right, it's not starting so far. Well, actually, starting the client. It's using 25% of my CPU. It's using a whole CPU core, and it's not even starting. I never had problems with it until now. Now, when it comes to test it on the podcast, it's not going to work, is it?
No, it's taking on your face, isn't it?
Right, I've got the starting offline mode option. It still says connecting Steam account.
So, a lot of other video games have people been playing lately.
Hey, Bastion is fun, although I hate all the enemies in the forest area.
I do not like Bastion.
Me neither.
I did. I liked it.
What is there that's not to like about it?
The gameplay just seems pretty decent. I mean, nothing much to say about. And like, I know the game strives for like it concentrates on the story aspect, but I just really hate the idea of some guy narrating every single move you do in the game.
Oh, how can you?
It's really cool. Like,
I find the narrator really annoying.
They have like a line recorded for every eventuality. Like, if you roll a lot, you get a different line. If you fall off the bastion a lot, you get a certain line. If just doing weird, quirky things triggers all kind of reactions from the narrator. It's really cool.
But does it make it fun?
Kid's really trying to push his opinion on this game. Let's see how it works out for him.
The gameplay is fun.
Would you say? More like it's entertaining, it's nifty.
I love top-down games like Smash TV, which Bastion is.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they've got the whole, like,
Super RP, Smash TV.
They've got the whole character customization thing, and there's, like, you can worship different gods that give difficulty modifiers and bonuses. You've got loads of different weapons. You've got equipable tonics that have certain abilities. You've got a crafting system that lets you craft down upgrade paths for the weapons. There's other shit as well. There's so much customization in there. You know, it's great.
I just found it really dull.
The actual gameplay, that's fine. I just don't like the narration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. Speaking of video games, there was my university's dorm, like my dorm here, hosted a Super Smash Bros. Brawl tournament last night.
Oh, dear.
Don't do it. You already did it, didn't you?
Please.
No.
God, I hate Tony Fegg so much.
Also, you went there, didn't you?
I did not. I actually went to see a movie.
That's disappointing.
Because they were doing it out on like on a field because with a big fucking projector, and the problem was that people obviously weren't that interested because you know video game shit, and the game kept freezing. So
what?
I think I watched like one Street Fighter 4. Tournament or something like that, and it was pretty funny because everyone chose Ryu.
I've watched competitive StarCraft occasionally, and like I'm pretty shit at StarCraft, but it's fun to watch, I think. And competitive Quake 3 Arena as well. That's fun.
You see, the university's gaming club has has weekly tournaments, different ones on different days, but because for some reason, they have dedicated days to just different fighting games. Nothing else. No other genre they have.
Then your university shit.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty disappointed.
You should be. You should burn the place down.
Do it, Zevrex.
Yeah.
Burn the motherfucker down!
I know, Deborah.
Funny story?
What?
Would anyone like some pound cake?
Well, that's not the funny story, but there's a school in my old hometown called Phoenix, and the place caught fire at least 3 or 4 times, and they just kept rebuilding it.
That doesn't seem like a very smart move.
Phoenix. caps fire. They build it back up. Are you fucking dense? Are you retarded?
Taco, calm down.
Are you the Batman? No, you're not.
What?
Like, what was the cause of them being burned down? Like, was it arson or was it bushfires or something?
Doing shit. Being retarded with fucking matches and stuff. You know? Didn't listen to Smokey the Bear.
What was it? Was the school like a wooden shack or...
No, it's just catch
something. All right, I'm gonna leave now. Gonna go eat some food.
Oh, but I was just gonna talk about Lester.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, sure you were. We have plenty of time.
That's really believable.
We have plenty of time to talk about Lester later on.
Oh, God.
I promise you.
Lester, don't promise. The unlikely Lester. Fan fiction. Next
don't
episode.
Encourage.
Yes. It was go a pleasure it, to talk with all of you.
Right,
bye.
See you, Debra.
Bye, Deb.
See you, Debra.
Who was the villain?
Don't encourage him to write that.
I got back into Epic Mafia again. Epic Mafia is so much fun, seriously. Nobody seems to believe me when I say this, except Yay.
What is Epic Mafia?
It's like an online game where you're just in a chat room with a bunch of other people, and there's a whole bunch of roles that are randomly assigned, and the roles can be either sided with the village, neutral, or sided with the Mafia. And the idea is, as the game goes along, the Mafia have to kill as many villagers as possible whilst not being noticed, having their identities not find out. And the village has to lynch the Mafia every day and attempt to kill all the Mafia before the Mafia kill the village.
Great, it's Trouble in Terrorist Town, text game.
I like DDNM more.
That sounds pretty
no,
cool.
No, it's a text game, and because it's a text game, you know, there's no actions, you're just talking to people, and you think that will make it more boring, but it doesn't. It actually makes it way more interesting. And there's loads of different roles, so there's a fool role who wins if he makes the village so annoyed that they lynch him, which is a lot of fun to play. And there's roles like the Mafia disguiser who kills someone and then disguises as them. There's the ventriloquist who can make other players talk without them realizing it. You know, there's all this cool shit. There's the cult who convert other players to the cult one per night. And if the cult outnumbers the villagers, then the cults win. It's a really fun game.
Yeah, I'd like to play that sometime.
Sounds interesting.
So, like, it's
Wait, is it that, like, Facebook game?
No, it's not. It's totally different. It just has a similar name.
It's just a browser game, right?
Yeah. The thing with Trouble in Terrorist Town is it's a similar concept, but there's only really two roles, you know. There's, well, three if you count Detective. And so Epic Mafia is a lot more complicated. There's a lot more potential things that can happen, you know. There's a lot more strategies you can use.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Board Game? It's another browser-based game.
I have played Board Game, but I don't really enjoy it.
I used to play it with some people. It was
no,
cool.
But you enjoy text-based adventures.
I like the text game. What's the matter? You got no attention span, son?
It's like I'm American.
Like a text-based adventure game, but like the goal is to reach a finishing line or whatever, and it's a race.
Oh god, Peace Walker, beautiful.
I didn't really like the humor in that game, to be honest.
Yeah, it was mostly memes and whatever, but I didn't really care.
Yeah. So yeah, video games.
Oh, and I played Man vs. Machine in CF2.
I found it really boring.
I thought it was fun, but it was too easy.
Yeah, you know, funny thing, I've actually been playing Killing Floor.
Yeah,
Killing Floor, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't really have any need to reinstall TF2 for that.
Well, it's different to Killing Floor. You know, it's more
easier.
About leveling up. But that's the thing with Killing Floor. Like, if you're playing on normal difficulty, the first 10 times you play, you're not even going to see the last round. Whereas basically, I was able to plow through all three Man vs. Machine maps pretty damn quickly.
Killing Floor.
They're obviously trying to push this man-up mode that costs $1 to play all three maps on it, but seriously, screw that. I bought TF2 back in the day. Like hell if I'm paying for that.
They got to get their money.
Oh, yeah.
Into it.
Well, the thing is that people will pay for it, so...
Yeah.
I'm up.
Like, there's a lot of new shit in Man vs. Machine. It must have been really expensive to make. So I don't begrudge them for doing it. And there is apparently a way to change the server's difficulty to be similar to Man vs. Machine without having to pay for it. The problem is that the server crashes a lot right now, so I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep trying to talk. I heard that there are official servers with like really long queues or whatever.
Oh yeah, and never use the lobby to join a game ever.
Okay, Happy Man, you can speak.
I was just gonna say that, you know, the Team Fortress 2 team is apparently really, really small, so they're probably gonna be working on it for like a long ass time.
Is it really, really small now?
It is pretty small, like less than 10 people, I think. Less than like.
Considering
five
most
or
of their
seven,
stuff is community based anyway.
Yeah, that's true. They do a lot of community stuff now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the name selection screen, the name selection system in Peace Walker apparently doesn't let you choose certain words, so dicks can't be my main character.
I hate games that do that. I hate games that, there was a thing about Pokemon doing that recently, where you couldn't, you couldn't have your character being called dicks. It's just
and
like,
for a while you couldn't trade the Pokemon Cofagricus because it had the word fag in it. They forgot to change that. Like, you couldn't trade online with the Pokemon Cofagricus. Even though its actual name has the word fag in it.
That's mean.
You couldn't trade it. They changed it now, though.
Poor Pokemons.
They've got a new one coming out soon, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't follow Pokemon. They all look the same to me.
The crossover, right?
Racist.
Zover.
I think it's a sequel.
Oh yeah, black,
like
white,
a...
black 2 and white 2.
And didn't they create like a Nobunaga game with the Pokemans?
Yeah,
it was a crossover with Pokemon and Nobunaga's Ambition.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll ever be a Pokemon Move?
No.
Well, what will they do when they run out of colors? You know, Pokemon
Rune.
They went.
They
from,
can't
really
use.
They don't
colors.
Use colors anymore, or they do for black and white. But they use like ruby and sapphire.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, gold and silver are metals, and then from
Pokemon.
Crystal to
and the gemstones.
Pokemon
crystal
Pokemon.
To diamond and pearl or whatever. They were all gems, and then
Pokemon
platinum,
cesium and francium.
That's what we need. Pokemon based on the periodic table.
I'm waiting for them to do a Pokemon that's like a chair or something.
Pokemon trousers and shirts.
Hey, people who have played Peace Walker, I forgot that they put in a Monster Hunter fucking control scheme.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is that like? Is that
Monster Hunter?
You play it like Monster Hunter.
It's.
I mean, how do you play a Metal Gear Solid game like Monster Hunter?
Like
I don't think it's.
Do it.
I don't think it's as much of a difference as it was on the PSP, like with the PS3 version.
I think they just did it for shits and giggles.
Some people added it because of people probably wanted to play it as an actual Monster Hunter game.
Because the basic idea is that when you played Monster Hunter, you used to have to do like a claw sort of movement with your left hand to be able to move and use the camera, which they sort of used in Peace Walker. And Peace Walker also has, like, secret Monster Hunter missions or something in it.
They do. You gotta fucking get all the transmissions from the kid in the game and listen to them all. And you have to get, or at least beat all of the extra missions in the game to, and you have to find Trey the Cat. You gotta do a lot of shit to unlock them. And then you get special camos if you beat them. And then that's about it.
Well, if we're talking about games that we've been playing, I finally, after about a year of searching...
Taco, before I let you continue, want to say thank you for, you know, moving past Lester the Unlikely.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If you'll let me fucking finish my fucking... sentence. Maybe I'll spill some beans on a little fucking thing that I've been trying to get together for the last fucking year.
You know,
I'm a little fucking excited.
You know,
you have to go and fucking go and talk about your
you've ruined it.
Unfucking lightly. You know, fucking thanks.
Please. You've ruined it.
Please go on.
No, I think you're done.
Please continue.
It. I'm not going to tell you about this fucking thing that I've been working on for the last fucking year. A fucking year, Star. Do you know what I've been fucking trying to do?
What,
do you know the fucking
game?
Hardships that I have gone through to fucking get this?
Have you made a matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Did you explode a watermelon with rubber bands?
No, but that was pretty fucking cool. You have to admit.
Did you play a video game?
Yes.
Did you acquire a video game?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Did you make a video game? Acquire a video game?
Is it a Near Gear?
What?
A what?
A Near Gear.
A Near Gear.
Near Gear.
I will not move from this spot until Takaman tells his story.
I finally got Tenchu Z.
Ah!
After fucking year of searching or so.
Why? That game is horrible. You don't remember me streaming it?
Hey, no, I don't remember you streaming it, but I streamed the first two, and I promised that someday, somehow,
Dom's
I would
get
around.
Dom's gonna be pissed about this.
I would get around to doing it.
That
and
game
I fucking finally got it.
Enjoy
finally.
Your customizations.
I actually am. I'm playing it right now as we speak.
Do you
What's
have?
What's wrong with it? I've never played.
It's actually very
it's actually
far
a pretty
from the
fucking
original.
Solid game.
I think it's
very,
far
it
from
is
the
very
original.
Far from the original though.
The story is just a little bit out of the ballpark for a Tenchu game. Honestly, I all I know is that some clan was attacking, and they're like, "Oh, you gotta stop those guys." And it's like,
yeah,
oh,
the guy
okay.
from the main guy from the first game is the leader of the clan now, and it's sort of like a bunch of hocus pocus bullshit, saying like, these people are attacking, these guys are, you gotta fucking stop them. But while you're doing that, do a bunch of little filler missions, and then there's some fucking gay guy in a jacket, and he's wearing fishnets, so obviously he's a homo. So get him.
And he has a fringe.
And he has a fucking fringe.
What's wrong with fringes?
Everything. But anyways, no. I am having a ball with this. And I was thinking...
Do you have the snake that's wrapped around your neck yet?
Yes, I do.
I fucking knew it.
I'm like, fuck you, I am Snake Eater. Assholes.
You know that snake is alive, right?
Yeah, I know. It wiggles around. It's awesome. It's like wiggle, wiggle. Fuck you,
waggle,
I got a snake
waggle.
On my neck.
You gotta be careful having snakes around your neck, because they are
when
nice.
You're jumping from high places. And
they're nice creatures normally, but occasionally they will poop on you.
Occasionally.
While they're around your neck.
Snakes can do that? But anyways, yeah. It's pretty exciting. And I've decided to try and get into competitive Metal Slug.
Competitive Metal Slug? How does that
happen?
Not competitive, but just like... Just not sucking ass at it like I usually do.
Oh, right, yes.
Just, like, actually doing good at it, so I'm learning patterns, and... Like, I don't do this for video games. I do not fucking learn patterns, and I do not fucking pay attention to things. Like, this is a new kind of horizon for me.
It's fun when you get into
it.
It's really fun.
It is.
Which Metal Slug is it?
Well, I have the one on the PSP, so it's, like, all of them. But Metal Slug X... Oh. Kind of the easiest one, other than 6. I'm going with Metal Slug X.
I don't really like the Metal Slug anthology things. They're not very good.
I like that. Sorry, it got me all the Metal Slug games and shit. But
I haven't really.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Metal Slug X is the one I'm most familiar with, and it is actually a bit easier, it seems, than the other games. But
Do they have 2 on the anthology or just X?
No. The anthology from the PSP has 1, 2, X, 4, 5, 6.
Because 2 and X are basically the same
one,
game.
No, 1, 2, X, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because X is not 3, technically, I don't think.
It's 2.
Is it?
It's like an upgraded version of 2.
Yeah, pretty much, but it's a little different as well.
I haven't really played much of the ones past 3 because... That's when SNK stopped handling it.
Yeah. But other than that, the ones after that are sort of, they're different. Like 5 and 6, I think, had new cast added to them.
Dodds complained about the ones that were made after after the original developers stopped.
Yeah, they're all right, but they're like they tried adding like new sound effect. Like number six, like they added stats, like power, defense, and shit.
Has that ever
worked out well for video game series? Like when it gets handed off to another developer?
No.
Well, look at Devil May Cry.
Oh, Fire please. The Dragon.
Don't get me started on Devil May Cry.
Let's not. Have you seen? I kind of like twin brother thing bullshit.
Yep.
You know? And suddenly they're homies and they're all like, hey, you know, we are twins after all, brother. You know, he jumps out.
Brother.
And it's back to Metal Gear again. DMC sort of made a special appearance in Metal Gear Solid 3, so why doesn't it fucking, you know, Snake just hop out of somewhere and just shout, you know, brother, or something, I don't fucking know. Fucking douchebag with his stupid fucking haircut.
Fuck you!
Fringe.
In any case, though, Metal Slug, it's the only bullet hell that I've actually enjoyed, and it is technically a bullet hell.
It is a bullet hell?
It's got bullets and it's hell. So for me, it's sort of like, Babby's first bullet hell, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's not Touhou.
No, it's not the Touhou. Mm-hmm. Fuck no, I'm not even getting into that bullshit.
I don't think it said Touhou, but I didn't understand it. Ascended to the level that you need to get to Touhou Zen.
You're not enough of an enemy, man.
I just can't concentrate that much. Yeah, you need fucking, nerves of steel to play that shit.
I've got nerves of steel.
Metal Slug is just bangy-bangy-shoot-shoot rocket launcher.
It's not that bad when you consider how small your hitbox actually is in Touhou.
I really wish I could do shmups. Like, there are a lot of indie shmups recently I've been playing that are good, that I've beaten, but shit like...
indie shmups?
There's lots of indie shmups being released. A lot of them are free. There's one called Kamui that's quite good. But I still can't beat the volcanoes in Gradius. In any version of Gradius.
I played an indie shmup. I think it was Jamestown or something.
Oh, Jamestown. Mm. Now, that game is the shit.
I don't know. I didn't really like it.
Then you're wrong.
It was alright. But I play a lot of old arcade shmups, so...
The difficulty probably wasn't quite on par with those.
I tried playing it was kind of like a combination of the shoot 'em up.
Bubble
and...
Bubble.
No.
Oh, I love Bubble Bubble.
No. I love
Bubble
that
Bubble
game.
It's awesome.
That's what Bubble Bubble needs. It needs to shoot 'em up.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
And I would play that all day, every day.
I wouldn't.
So a cross between a shoot 'em up and...
Kind of like an exploration game. It's called a Guardian Legend, and I was really bad at it.
I think that's what Lesser the Unlikely 2 needs to be, a shoot 'em up.
Oh, let's stop
this. I knew you were going to mention that. I knew it.
Deborah got me on a roll.
Someone was going to say it. Yeah, but you're doing it now. You're doing it. You're in the cult.
I know.
You will never get rid of Lester.
I think that's like that should be the ending of that game. You'll never get rid of Lester.
The most douchebag thing happened.
No.
Fighting a guy here, and a fucking asshole throws blood on me. Who the fuck does that?
Wait,
what? Oh, no, I got cuts and shit bleed on you. Yeah.
Throws blood on you in what?
If it's
Tenchu's.
What happens is enemies can smell the blood on you, and so it's easier for them to detect you. But it's like, you know, what the fuck are you? Is like this Monty Python or some shit?
I thought it's like I'll bleed on you. Blood mouth. Throw blood on him to show him that he eats blood, animal blood.
I don't know. It's more I'm gonna have like gonorrhea now or something. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, wouldn't it be more infected? More effective if it was like AIDS blood or something.
Exactly. It's like, huh. Now we can detect you easily, and you're going to die.
Is there AIDS in Japan, or...?
I don't fucking know. Also, I figured out how to break people's necks yesterday. That was pretty cool.
But how did you figure it out?
I was, panicking. I grabbed a dude, and I started just panicking, like, oh, God, oh, God. what do I do? And I hit the crouch button, and it brought him down, and I was like, oh, okay, so you can crouch with people. That's neat. And then I hit the kill button, it was just like...
I thought you meant in real life.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I was worried for a while.
That would have been awesome. Yeah, I wish I knew how to break people's necks.
What until you said crouch about? Button, cool. I was kind of worried.
Metal Gear?
Did someone say Metal Gear?
What game were you talking about?
Tenchu Z.
Tenchu Z.
Oh, I see.
It's my favorite fucking thing to do now. It's just sort of like, oh, snappy break. And throw your body over a cliff.
Does the character actually say that when you do the move?
snap, break-o. Because I'm a fucking hardcore ninja. Gonna run down this alleyway. Stab. I like the blood effect. It's just like the ridiculous, just voluminous jet. Of blood just all over the fucking place.
Like Call of Duty.
No, not even. It's like its
no, that's not getting on his face.
It's its own fucking level of just.
The ham in the cage
blood.
Says that you need to grow up.
Fuck you, Ham Cage. Nick Cage is way better Cage. Fucking Ham Cage being all shitty like that. What a hoser.
Hosers,
eh?
Do you think they're going to disband Bioware soon?
Yes.
No.
You think EA is going to cut them?
No, probably not.
They still make money.
Well, they still don't need the name.
I know that it's a different Bioware that made Swtor. I think EA will probably kill that. I think they'll wait until the regular Bioware becomes less profitable, and then they'll kill them.
I don't think people are going to stop buying Bioware things.
Now, if we want to talk
I
about...
I do, too.
Something that's video games. Lester the Unlikely.
Fuck off. Right, what is Bioware? It's not funny.
I'm going to stop cutting that out now. I'm going to cut out.
What if Bioware just decided to make a Lester the Unlikely game?
That would be
and it
horrible.
Involved him being a homosexual spacefaring chosen one who had...
Easy, just name your character Lester Shepherd.
I actually would like to see a space opera game that stars like a sci-fi nerd.
Well, it's too bad because you're only going to get space opera games starring buff, manly men, and that's that.
Wasn't there a movie about a Star Trek nerd who gets to basically live an episode of Star Trek?
That sounds...
Sounds like Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, that was it.
That was about a cast of,
actors.
Actors who... played in a Star Trek TV show and then Aliens.
Was
it?
Which was called Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, it was Galaxy Quest.
How old is that movie?
Oh, fucking old. That was when...
10, 15 years maybe?
Yeah, good God.
Oh, 1999.
Good Lord. That was when Tim Allen was That was when Tim Allen was moderately middle-aged, and now Tim Allen's just old as sin.
Speaking of Tim Allen, I streamed Home Improvement today.
That game that they made on the Super Nintendo, was it?
Yep, where he was fighting dinosaurs and trying to get his exclusive power tools back.
God, I remember seeing that game once.
It was fucking horrible.
Sounds like the coolest thing ever. What about you?
Dude, he had fucking chainsaws that threw electricity out. He had flamethrowers, a nail gun...
I think they were just
Tim Allen is a fucking badass.
He had a thunder hammer and metal grappling hook.
I think Tim Allen should be the next Platinum Games project.
Oh God.
Yes.
Tim Allen should fucking be the next Batman. A new home improvement game. Just bigger, newer, more ass here.
Starring Tim Allen as a cyborg ninja.
Yeah.
On this episode of Tool Time.
On this episode of Tool Time, we get Japaned hardcore.
That would just be so terrible.
Why have you linked me Doggy Doo, Broderick? Broderick has just linked a commercial to some kind of toy, which is like a plastic dog that you squeeze and colored poop comes out.
colored.
Sounds like something Hayden Roderick would link.
We are sitting here watching television this morning.
What am I watching?
And this commercial came on, and I thought you guys would enjoy it.
Why? American Toys right here.
I didn't enjoy it.
Is the point? All you do is squeeze a pump and it poops. And there's some kind of thing to do with rolling the dice as well. So it basically looks like you roll the dice and you pump it, and then if the poo comes out, you lose or something. I don't know.
No, so it's the point of the game is to collect poop. We were sitting here, what the fuck did we just see?
Maybe the toy companies are trying to train kids to take care of their pets?
Is this like a normal thing in America?
I don't know. I don't think there's a poop collecting aspect to it, though. I don't know.
Well, you gotta pick up the poop of your pet.
Pick up the poop.
I don't even know what to say about it.
I want that.
Why am I trying to justify it? That just...
I've watched this advert about 7 times now. I know it's a new thing every time.
Why are you watching it still?
I sort of don't believe it.
A bee bit, I suppose.
You win by collecting doggies,
Oh, that's
amazing toy.
I want one for Christmas. Like, what's doggy doing? And then they show the dog's face straining, and then some guy slips and falls over in the poop. Like, who thought this was a good idea?
Somebody did. Somebody doing a lot of drugs.
I think we need to go to the fan fiction. I can't take all of this.
The dude in the video looks a bit like Carl Pilkington.
You think the fanfic is going to save you from this? No.
Yep,
no,
I
it's
do.
Not.
I really want to see the Debrel's fanfic.
Oh, God.
For Char and Lester.
Don't.
I would, too.
Lester, no, I...
Oh, he's gonna put that quote from Lester in the game into the fanfic. It's gonna be fucking horrible.
So, Happy Man.
Yeah.
You've prepared us a fanfic, I take it?
I have.
Because this podcast so far has just been rambling nonsense mostly.
Yeah.
Rambling is fine.
So this fanfic features Gary Oak. And he's paired with a secret person who will not reveal.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to find out yourself. Gary Oak awoke with a start, a strong throbbing in his head. He tried to get up, but found that he could not. He tried to recollect how he had gotten into this situation, but no memories came to him. Frustrated, he tried to break free from his bonds. Unfortunately, no amount of struggling on his part seemed to do any good. Tired out, he eventually just gave up and proceeded to wait for someone to get him. Surely someone wouldn't go through the trouble of kidnapping him just to leave him here. Gary soon lost track of the time. He guessed he had been waiting for about 2 hours when he heard the door to the room open. He looked up to face his abductor, and he suppressed a gasp of shock. It was Spider-Man. A quick glance downward, and Gary Oak could see that a slit had been cut into Spider-Man's costume, his hard cock jutting out of it. Gary, an expert at telling the girth of one's penis, estimated that it was 7.63 inches long and 1.35 inches thick. "Look out, here comes the Spider-Man," Peter Parker said seductively, strolling up to the bed, his penis noticeably throbbing with each step. "Look, loser," Gary said, trying and failing to sound calm. "I don't have time for this. Let me go and I'll pretend this Gary was promptly silenced by the thick web now resting over his mouth. Spider-Man lay down on the bed and slowly crawled over to where Gary lay. Spider-Man began to unbuckle Gary's belt, causing Gary's muffled protests to become more audible. Soon, Gary's pants lay on the floor below, his exposed sex flaccid. However, this did not concern Spider-Man. All that mattered was the hole between Gary's prepubescent butt cheeks.
currently laying spread eagle before him. With no foreplay, Spider-Man quickly thrusted his dick into Gary's tight ass, producing a muffled shout from his partner. Spider-Man began to thrust slowly, moaning loudly. With each thrust, Gary felt a twinge of pain in his backside and a significant blow to his pride. He had no idea how long this would last, his only clue being the slowly rising speed of Spider-Man's fucking. The pain was beginning to become unbearable. Gary closed his eyes and grit his teeth, trying to avoid making too much noise. He did not want to give Spider-Man the satisfaction. Oh. There's a plane going by outside, sorry about that noise in the background. Suddenly, Gary felt the thrusting stop. He opened his eyes to find that Spider-Man was looking him in the eyes. He furrowed his brow with worry, afraid of what was about to happen next. "Get ready!" Spider-Man shouted, causing Gary's eyes to widen. "Maximum Spider!" And with that, Spider-Man began to thrust again at an inhuman speed, much faster than before. Gary cried out behind his makeshift muzzle, trying to steady himself as his abductor ruthlessly fucked him with eyes closed once again. Spider-Man was grunting loudly now, his muscles ripping, sweat stains now noticeable all over his suit. Without warning, he pulled out and began to furiously stroke his cock. "Ultimate web!" he yelled, shooting out big strings of spider cum all over Gary's waiting body. Eventually, his orgasm ended and Gary breathed a sigh of relief. This may have been rough, but it was finally over now. However, upon opening his eyes again, he found that Spider-Man's dick was not only still erect, but his was as well. "Oh, glad to see you're enjoying this," Spider-Man gibbed. "We have a long night ahead of us." So, there's a single review of this fanfic. It's called the... It's by Brokar, and it just says Sugoi Desu. That's a... I guess that's all for this fanfiction hour.
I know I say this every week, but this is like the worst one so far.
That's because there's no...
I'm sorry, it's my fault.
I know I said that last week, and last week was a really good one, but I genuinely feel it this time. I have no idea.
But that's my...
I'll try to find some game news for next time. Like, I've really not been caring, but I'll
make an effort. That's my fault. I ruin everything. I'm sorry.
Gutsman, you need to edit in some funny voices and stuff in here.
Yes.
So it won't be so bad anymore.
That's what people love these days.
Put in some stock sound effects.
Yes,
also
exactly.
Use some background music and stuff.
Did anyone else notice Boat of Car in the middle of the last podcast?
Can you sing bass?
Anyone?
I think everyone was in the last podcast, so they didn't listen to it.
I actually haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm
no one...
to make a point of...
Oh my god, you spoiled the podcast. How dare you?
You ruined it for me.
I spoiled last month's podcast.
You monster.
I am a monster, it's true. This has been Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. Thanks to everyone for being here. Thank you for listening, and we will be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, did I say 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yes.
That should be 3 weeks. God, I screwed up again. Oh, God. Oh, God, all the spaghetti.
Better start over.
Yes. This has been Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. Thank you to everyone for being here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, you can go to gatheryourparty.com for honest...
You said 2 weeks again.
I said 2 weeks again?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. No, let's just roll with this. Okay. In the meantime, you can go to gatheryourparty.com for honest gaming journalism and lunchtime.org.uk for live streaming video game featuring... gentlemen such as ourselves. So long.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I'm so terrible. I'm getting worse. I'm getting worse.
Very impressive.
Okay.
Could someone else host the next podcast instead of me?
Everdark.
Well, Everdark.
No,
do
thanks.
It.
No, thanks.
All you have to do is read some lines, not read the wrong thing.
I'm too bad at that.
I can do it.
I speak like a retard, so I don't think anyone would appreciate it.
I can do it.
Do what?
Host it.
Oh.
Happy Man hosts it, and all I can do is make snide comments. I would like that very much.
I mean, I cannot. I could host it. I can do my Catsman impersonation. It's not very good, but it can definitely persuade.
You're very
the
nasal when you do it.
Well, he does sound nasally.
I only sound nasally on certain days of the week.
Everybody should just try to impersonate somebody else next week or next time.
Yeah,
that'll be Czar. So currently we sound like.
I want to be Wan.
Banksy Wan. Oh damn it!
Maybe I should have mentioned this during the podcast, but since we forgot to do a Kickstarter segment, apparently there's been a new site that's been launched that's called Offbeater, and it's a. It's essentially it's pornographic Kickstarter, pretty much. It's already full of furries.
Are you kidding?
Well, that's
wicked.
Please,
yeah.
Wait. We should talk about some off-beater projects next time.
Oh, God.
Here's one, for example. Literary Exploration of Sexuality and Asperger's, an ebook.
What?
So, what's the website for this?
Offbeater, without an E at the end, offbeater.com.
Don't have
the
E.
Fuck.
Not Web 2.0 if you don't have the E.
Inside the Candy Box, furry adult comic book.
Oh, God.
Saucy.
So I've got right at the top here. Cherry TV, Juicy Talk for Women. Japanese Porn Cultural Exchange. Super Fuck Friends and Inside the Candy Box.
Super Fuck Friends.
Here's a Japanese porn culture exchange. Our goal, bring popular Japanese porn actresses directly to Western fans, including interaction you can only get if you're in Japan and speak Japanese.
Oh, God.
I don't think it works like that.
No, I don't know.
They just want to see their cooters unblurred.
That just...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Actually sounds like a legitimate reason, actually.
If you look down, there is one gay project. Got Mormon Milk, gay porn for 2012.
Mormon Milk.
Oh, God. Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, shit. Guess what you get if you...
sign off. Shit's just gotten...
We're in too deep, Pacto, man.
Guess what you get if you pledge...
Three deep at this point.
Three deep for you.
Does someone want to play video games with me later?
Yes, but first I'm going to go and get some tea.
No, guys, listen. Before you go, if you pledge $500 or more for the Japanese Porn Cultural Exchange, you get a pair of underwear worn by the actress at the shoot, plus DVD or poster signed by the actress.
Fuck
you! It's going to be like you get the actress as a mail order bride or something, to be honest.
Does someone want my used underwear?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got a fucking pair of underwear here. I'm
couple of weeks without washing.
I will stream unboxing them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Them like super soiled, well used, or fucking gently, you know?
Best stream ever. Everyone send your used underwear to Happy Man.
Yeah, I'll just have a huge unboxing thing.
Also, you need to smell them always.
Yeah, and I'll rate them. On the scale of 1 to 10, how good they smell.
Oh, I think it's going to be how bad they smell. Like,
you
how
get plus points for blood.
This, like,
oh, God!
Like, what is your gag reaction on a scale of 1 to Jesus Christ, make the pain stop?
please don't put this in the podcast.
This went into a weird place.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for bringing that up.
What have you done, Happy Man?
I
thought this was going to be extreme, but it's just become kind of weird.
I actually want to take this moment to promote my favorite Tumblr, Kitties and Titties. That's Kitties N Titties.tumblr.com.
Can you spell it?
If you K I T T I E S N T I T T I E S .tumblr.com. If you like titties, and you like kitties, and you like titties and kitties, you will love Kitties and Titties.
Is this a 1980s infomercial?
I don't know, but I love this website because I come here and I'm happy. It's like, hey, look, that's a nice pair of titties. Hey, look at that funny-looking cat.
I am
on. Sometimes, if you're really lucky, you get a picture with the cat and the titties in the same fucking picture.
Imagine if there was a website that was like dogs and penises. People would just be creaked out.
That would be a little disturbing.
Exactly.
Dogs and cocks. Dogsanddogs.com.
Why is that disturbing, but kitties and titties is fine? I don't get it.
Well, because...
First off, it rhymes.
Kitties,
yeah, that's the thing. It's rhymes.
Dogs and cocks rhymes too.
Cats are a euphemism for vagina. You know, pussy vagina. That's, there you go. Cats are adorable as hell, and titties are adorable as hell. So it all just sort of commingles.
Man has a point.
Man does have a point. That's a very good explanation.
Yeah. There's a pierced titty. And here's another kitty looking up at the camera. So silly.
He's mesmerized by this.
Oh, here's a kitty and a pair of titties, but there's a shirt over the titties. Tisk tisk. That's just a kitty. There's two kitties in that picture. There's not enough black chicks. There's like one... Here's a gif of a cat just sort of flailing at the camera lens. That's kind of adorable, I guess.
It's just going to be Taco Man fucking rambling.
Here's another gif of a little kitty just sort of playing with a finger. That's hilarious.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's good. Well, she's not really black. She's like kind of, I don't know, like quarter black.
I think we lost him.
Quarter black.
So,
not even Obama black. She's like quarter black. She's like that perfect, delicious brown.
Ugh.
Like, absolutely amazing skin tone right there. Just, oh, hey, there she is again. I guess she's got multiple pictures on here. Good for you.
Taco, I need to see this.
Now, here, I'll just post a link in the fucking mumble chat. Oh, hey, there's a gif of a woman doing a sexy dance.
Say delicious brown and all the anime men are mesmerized.
Yeah, no, it is. No, anime guys, hey, there's a delicious brown woman on here. There's a couple of pictures of her and there might be another one or two. This woman looks Swedish. She's got a stuff.
How does one look Swedish?
She just has that look where you'd be like, yeah, you know what? You're probably from Sweden, aren't you? You do the bork bork, don't you? Hey, bork, there's bork, two bork. Sets of titties in this picture. That's two women.
Oh, that's nice. You know, this woman with pierced titties and red hair, and then underneath it, there's a kitty looking up at the camera.
Just so you know, I would buy an audiobook of this, of Takaman narrating this Tumblr.
Kitties and titties, as narrated by Takaman. Hey, look, another black woman. There are not enough women of color on this website, and they're all fucking stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's a gif of a woman taking her shirt off. Isn't that fantastic?
Nice sight, man.
Yeah. No, this is a fantastic sight. This is probably the best place to go when you're feeling down. So I'm like, man, what do I need right now? I need some kitties and titties.